Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Next segment, we're joined by a very important guest who's been blowing the whistle since day one, Dr. Andrew Kaufman, about what's really happening with COVID, the vaccines, and all. I really appreciate him joining us. That's coming up next segment. But now the police in France, all over the country, have joined the demonstrators. This report's from 5 days ago. Now the police have joined them all over the country, saying no to forced inoculations. That's the good news. Here's what was happening just a few days ago. Now you know the new developments.
Fragmented global architecture is not fit anymore for purpose in the 21st century. It's high time for a great reset.
On August 1st, President Emmanuel Macron's France will require a COVID-19 health pass for anyone entering a restaurant or cafe, a shopping center, hospital, or taking a long-distance train due to the fear-mongering surrounding the dreaded Delta variant.
Vaccinations are really about individual freedom. Everyone can choose. That's not the theme here today. The theme is about the absence of freedom that is unfortunately continuing to grow in this country. That's it. They're taking away our freedoms little by little. Vaccinated or not, we are all together.
Beginning July 21st, anyone over the age of 12 will also be required to show the pass to visit a movie theater, a museum, a live theater, a theme park, or cultural center. Macron's government also decided to make vaccines compulsory for all healthcare workers.
We need to strive for having vaccination levels at near 100% across France, because that is the only way we will have a sound future. This is why, for those healthcareers and working in hospitals, clinics, retirement homes, people working in disabled care facilities, anyone who works in a professional capacity or volunteer capacity, working with the elderly or the most fragile people at home, they will have to be vaccinated without waiting. It is compulsory for them. As of the 15th of September, checks will be carried out and fines and sanctions will be handed down for anyone who is not vaccinated. For all of those people who, for the time being, have had no dose of the vaccine, we have options available for you.
Macron's big stick approach is slightly being walked back, but the penalties under the draconian law mean that people in France who enter a bar or a restaurant without a COVID pass face 6 months in jail, while business owners that fail to check their status face a one-year prison sentence and a 45,000 euro fine. Known officially as the EU Digital COVID Certificate, the pass shows whether a person has been vaccinated against COVID-19, tested negative, or recovered from COVID-19. Meanwhile, the Mockingbird media continues to fuel the tyranny plaguing humanity.
This Delta variant has me very concerned. As long as there are these clusters of people who have not been vaccinated, I mean, can the Delta variant or another variant eventually penetrate the protection we thought we had from the vaccine?
As long as the virus is alive and proliferating, there is the possibility for mutations that could potentially evade the immunity of the vaccines that we have.
As protesters in the French provinces of Canada refuse semis hauling vaccines,
the news people, please go live.
So we're being asked about a vaccine truck.
Real live
vaccines
news.
Are important.
Real
yet if we're vaccinated,
news.
We aren't allowed to travel. So how are the vaccines important? No vaccines.
Back in France, the rioting and large-scale protests have already reached colossal proportions as the French people grapple with Macron's full-blown dictatorship, all in the name of the advancement of a new world order. John Bowne reporting.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to break here in just about 30 seconds, and we are going to come back with our special guest, Dr. Andrew Kaufman. He's been one of the main people accurately raising the alarm in the last 16 months about what's unfolding. And so he's the expert. I want to give him the floor when we come back and really have him lay out wherever he wants to start, the history of it, where he thinks it's going, the incredible authoritarian nature of this, and so much more. And in my view and others' view, this violates the Nuremberg Code, all these attempts at forced injection.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3 months, 6 months, your supplies all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high quality durable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can. Dr. Michael,
you know, I can put a mini piece similar to Crusoe so freely. You can say I'm getting kind of greedy, but
we got a bunch of big medical doctors joining us on the show tomorrow, and I've got a big stack of those guys that are going to be joining us. And I've got this report here: former Pfizer BP destroys media hit piece, attacks his warnings about COVID injection, and calls them a pack of lies. That's the former Pfizer vice president and chief science officer, Michael Gedon. And we're working to get him on the show. We have several big medical doctors on the broadcast tomorrow who have filed these lawsuits dealing with the numbers of dead in the VARS reporting system and other systems. So look for that to be coming out tomorrow. Here's that report right here. Shock. Doctor warns the majority of vaccinated patients could have permanent heart damage. Some may die within 3 years, and there is a lawsuit being filed over that. Again, those guys are going to be joining us on the broadcast tomorrow. But right now we're going to Dr. Andrew Kaufman. He is a psychiatrist. He has a BS from MIT and an MD from Medical University of South Carolina. I'm not going to go over his whole background, all the books he's written and the things he's done. But from the very start, he has been criticizing this whole rollout and what has been unfolding. And so I've got so many questions for him, but the best way to do this is just thank you for coming on and then let him start where he thinks is best. So, Dr. Kaufman, thanks for coming on with us.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's really a pleasure to be here, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak to your audience.
Where do you want to start? I'm going to try to give you the floor here to break this down.
Well, I really appreciate that. And, you know, I like to start at the beginning because what happened is, you know, since the announcement of a pandemic in March of 2020, we have been experiencing a total change in the way our government handles things. And essentially what they've done is an end run around the legislative process and taken away many of our freedoms. And now, of course, they're putting a lot of pressure on us to take an experimental so-called vaccine. And so when this started occurring, I said, you know, I want to start at the root cause because really everything that has happened has been justified by the virus. So I thought I'd start at square one. And, you know, I come from a scientific and medical background, so I'm able to read the literature and understand what things are what. And so I started looking at the articles where they say that they've discovered a novel coronavirus. And what I uncovered is that they put forth this experimental criteria that proves the existence of a virus. But when you take a closer look, it's actually the experiment itself that gives them the proof they need, even if you don't even have any source of a virus in the experiment at all. And this was actually carried out recently by Dr. Stefan Lanka in Germany, who showed that he got the same proof of a virus by doing the experiment without any source of a virus whatsoever. And so I learned that they've never actually taken a sick person and pulled a virus out of a sick person directly and got it by itself in a purified, isolated form so that they could study it. Instead, what they've done is essentially use a computer to generate what they call an in silico genome, which is completely computer generated. And we know this by several ways. One, simply just looking at the experiments that they do, you can see that they don't start with an organism with one piece of genetic material. They start with a big mixture that they don't even know what's in it. But also, the alleged PCR diagnostic test, which is based on this genome sequence, was actually used before they even had shown the presence of this new virus in any way. In fact, it was made completely based on the published genome sequence from the SARS virus in 2003, which also, by the way, was an in silico genome. And then we've seen other evidence. For example, the pictures that we see allegedly showing this virus, now many of them are just artistic renderings created by a graphic artist and have nothing to do with reality, but the pictures that are from an electron microscope that are in black and white that show these round particles with the so-called spike dots on the outside, that those have actually been shown in regular kidney biopsies from as early as 1999, when those people had nothing to do with SARS-CoV-2, obviously, or any virus. And in the literature, the scientists, the kidney doctors who wrote this paper, they said straight out, these particles are indistinguishable from what they call viruses, and this would be a point of confusion and should be paid attention to. And even in their article, they alluded to the CDC, which actually published another paper about this issue previously. And so all of the scientific community is somewhat aware of this confusion, but they never acknowledge it, and they just basically pretend that this virus is real. And why this is so important is because, obviously, if there is not an actual virus that's even been discovered to be real, then you can't have a genome, it can't cause a disease, it can't spread from person to person or do anything if it doesn't exist. And once you can understand this, based on the evidence that is widely available and published, then it's really easy to understand everything else that's going on. And of course, all the fears about your health being affected by this invisible boogeyman simply disappear.
All right. Well, I'm not a medical doctor of the human brain like you are, but I've interviewed psychiatrists, I've interviewed MDs, I've interviewed brain surgeons, I've interviewed virologists, epidemiologists, and we just see armies of them everywhere, basically agreeing with what you're saying. You've been one of the first to come out, you know, early and talk about this, but most doctors, my family doctor, thinks this is all staged and a fraud, and it says this new so-called vaccine destroys your immune system. Then I've got all the British reports from their own government admitting it. And so this is very Orwellian for me. I've never felt so gaslighted as I do constant research, and then they just meet us with this wall of shut up, you're wrong, even though everything they say is not true, and then Fauci's perjuring himself. Okay, did it come out of a lab? So my listeners are like, wait, is it real? Did it come out of a lab, Jones? Or is it totally a fraud because the PCR test we know is a scam? And as you said, I've read the same reports where they admit they never isolated it. They used computers like Theranos did a few years ago to supposedly find cancer. We now know that was a fraud. So I really see parallels between Theranos and what's currently happening. Can you give us your take on that?
Yeah, well, you make an excellent point, and this is really the reason why they're pushing so hard with the censorship right now, because they don't want the voices of these doctors who realize the fraud and the scam that's going on to make those things public, because they want everyone to just comply and take this vaccine. So really, that's kind of what we're facing. But if you actually look at the science, and you know, all the science I looked at is either just from peer-reviewed studies published in the main literature and from the government websites, you know, it's all there. But what they do is they just walk these talking heads in front of us, you know, like Dr. Fauci and many others who are really, you know, they're kind of in on it, probably getting paid, or they're getting a lot of notoriety from basically echoing, you know, this tagline that's all over the mainstream media. But the, you know, it's really difficult for many of the doctors because they know that their job is at risk, you know, if they go public with this and, you know, just like what's happened to me and many others.
But I'm still very impressed by the countless army of prestigious scientists, doctors, former chief scientists at Pfizer. I mean, this the discoverer of HIV. I mean, all these people basically saying this is a giant fraud. When we come back, I want to go back to the original numbers that woke you up. We'll talk about those, tell folks where to go look it up for themselves, and then ask you, you know, ask why the study's the brain. Obviously, they admit this is psychological warfare. The British government admits they're, quote, brainwashing the public with fear. How do we counter that? Because I've even got family that are smart people, have high IQs, who still just said, you know, shut up, take the shot. We'll never be free till we do. And now they're saying, hey, taking the shot doesn't make us free. So how do we get people out of a mass Stockholm syndrome? I'm not the psychiatrist like you, but I'll ask you that question when we come back. Thank you, Doc.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it.
Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Andrew Kaufman has been trained at MIT and the University of South Carolina. He's an author, researcher, but he's a psychiatrist. He went off the mainline science in Germany, in the U.S., I'm not a trained psychiatrist. I'm not a trained medical doctor. I've had him on. I've read this. All I know is everything Fauci says is a lie. He says 99% of the deaths are from the unvaccinated. I go look at the British and U.S. reports. It's the opposite. They admit the PCR test is 94% false positive. New York Times. You question that, you get banned on Twitter. They're censoring congressional hearings. They're definitely covering up what's going on. Big tech's in bed with Big Pharma. And he's one of the first prominent people to take the medical research that was out there and talk about it over a year ago and say this is a scam. They haven't even isolated the virus. They're using computers to claim that they find the material from it and then saying it exists. And so that's my layman way of putting it. Then they say there's these new variants, so we've got to continue the lockdowns and the rest of it, but they never show evidence of that. And I guess that's really not your current. I mean, previously you were just pointing out the whole thing had issues. Now you're basically, unless I'm wrong, you're saying that the variant particularly is really something they have no proof of. So please quantify that for us, sir, in layman's terms.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So I described before that they sequenced this entire genome, and they did this in a way where they had basically fragments of genetic material from whatever would be in someone's lungs who was sick, which would be a lot of different things. And there turns out that there's like 56 million individual little fragments of RNA, and they sequence those, and we don't know where any of those individual fragments are from because we didn't get it from a virus, right? And we don't even know that there is a virus because it wasn't even shown. So basically, they put these fragments into a computer, and the computer combines them into over 3 million possible genomes. And they pick one of those, tweak it to make it look like a bat coronavirus, which probably was a predetermined outcome. And then they put that and they say, this is the index genome. Okay. So then what they do is they put out a set of instructions, like a recipe, of how anyone around the world can now do this experiment, except what they're going to do is, in the end, they're going to compare it to that index sequence, which is totally contrived by a computer. But since they're never going to get an exact match, right, because they're not actually testing a real thing, right, they're just combining all these random sequences together. So every time they repeat the experiment by this recipe around the world, and there's been something like, I think someone said 40,000 of these that have been done, not one matches exactly. They all are a little bit off. And this is what happens when you try to repeat an experiment that's invalid, is that you don't get the same results. But of course, all these different results, they call variants. And this is a very important scheme to not only continue the fear, but to ramp it up and then use this to justify everything. But they haven't isolated and characterized any one variant at all, and they've never done any studies even where they look at the actual clinical outcomes. generally what they do is they do some kind of computer simulation that says this may be more transmissible or more dangerous, but it's really probably, you know, just people sitting around and saying, how can we make this scary, and how can we fudge the science to make it look like it backs that up?
So isn't this the ultimate Salem witch trial 2.0, where it's this nebulous thing you can't see, there's no proof of it. If you throw somebody in and they sink and die, they're not a witch. But if they float, you know, they're a witch, but you still kill them, basically. I mean, it just sounds like it lets this medical tyranny take over.
Absolutely. And, you know, from the scientific establishment perspective, it's like in this field, and you see very few people are reporting on exactly how they do this computer genome sequencing, because they make it impossible to understand. It's like three different disciplines, like computer science, right, which they know nothing about biology. You have geneticists, which probably know very little about viruses, and then virologists. And they're trying to come together, and it's like the right hand doesn't know what the left is doing, so no one fully understands that the whole thing is a sham.
Wow. So I guess the Emperor's New Clothes would be a better allegory. What's the best allegory
Absolutely.
Of this? Emperor's New Clothes?
I think that's a good one.
Wow. Again, what do you make of Theranos? We know Bill Gates was heavily involved funding that. They claim they had this test that could find cancer. It used a bunch of computers and blood tests and other things. Turned out it was a complete fraud. I see parallels with Theranos and what's happening with this, Doctor.
Well, you know, if you start looking through the literature at technologies that they plan to use for various, insidious and evil purposes, you find thousands of articles. And these include many things like gene therapy, which is what we're getting at here. Also, various types of nanotechnology involving magnetic nanoparticles, hydrogels, graphene, machine brain interface. Faces. Like, there is a whole world, and this technology is not in its infancy. There are actually many of these devices that have been already used in experiments and shown to work. I mean, for example, they even have nanotechnology that's called it was originally optogenetics, and then they've changed it to magnetogenetics. And they basically put an animal with this thing injected into their body in a magnetic field, and they can control and alter the behavior of these animals. So we're really, you know, on the precipice of a major paradigm shift towards this kind of transhuman technology that Kurzweil and many others have talked about for decades.
It's incredible. I've been spending 5-6 hours a day till I'm totally exhausted reading medical literature that I don't understand most of it. Then I go and try to find out what they're saying about it. But you just mentioned it. They call these new life forms. They debate, are these new species? Are these new aliens? And they go, whatever they are, we're putting them in you. It's a revolution. We're going to see what's going to happen. So really, it's like the medical biotech system is raping humanity in a weird mass experiment of bad scientists. I think that's the best way I'd quantify it, Doctor.
Well, I totally agree. And, you know, this kind of segues right into the question you were asking before about the Stockholm syndrome, because, you know, certainly we know that fear is a major manipulative force, and that you can condition people and manipulate them in all sorts of ways. And, you know, many of the techniques that have been used in this marketing campaign through the media and other sources, you know, come right from Edward Bernays and other people who were instrumental in developing propaganda as a discipline. And then we find out that there were actually psychologists hired by the UK and probably many other governments, but there was a whistleblower from the UK, and they were hired by their, you know, health service essentially to come up with strategies to maximize the fear in the population.
And Doctor, stay there. I'll pull the articles up during the break. We'll get more into Stockholm Syndrome. You're a psychiatrist. You can talk about it, Dr. Andrew Kaufman, because what he's mentioning is in the news. They, quote, mind control, create maximum fear. And Yale was also involved, not just Oxford and Cambridge. We'll be right back.
The biosecurity state is here. It's an anti-human eugenics operation, training us that humans are dirty, bad, and evil. The corrupt puppet prime minister of Canada says he admires the communist dictatorship of Xi Jinping and wishes to make Canada the same, has announced that they're buying vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024. And that in 2024, you will again take two shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation, by the 30s, was the main funder of Adolf, Alois Hitler, and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. InfoWars will continue to steadfastly fight this. I don't know how long we can. The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would begin to get right with God right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Science fiction movies, authoritarian movies, where the government uses the fear of a virus to take control. V for Vendetta did that back in, 2005, 2006, whenever it came out. They're now deleting a video that a report I shot in 2018, reading the Rockefeller Lockstep program, and it got like 5-6 million views. They took it off Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's back up. There were like 1 million views this morning. I'm sure it's down now. But they're saying it's vaccine disinfo. So if I had a time machine and I came forward in time, it'd be bad, or I went back in time. I wasn't talking about this currently. I was talking about how governments were saying and foundations were saying they would use this for control. So Dr. Andrew Kaufman is uniquely suited to talk about this from MIT and also a psychiatry degree. Report, government
Scientific advisors admit they use, quote, totalitarian fear tactics to control people during pandemic. This came out in mainstream British news. Federal government and Yale are holding clinical trials on how best to persuade Americans to take the vaccine. That was last year. The proclamation of national mental health awareness, and they've got a lot of stories showing this. Then we see the mind control. MSN.com, they have the Pentagon involved. They have the British military involved. I'm sorry, but it's too late. Alabama doctor talks about treating unvaccinated COVID patients, says they beg for the vaccine. So, again, we're talking to a psychiatrist who saw this early on, also MIT trained, Dr. Andrew Kaufman, who I really appreciate joining us. We've only got two segments left. I could talk to you for 10 hours, but you mentioned this. You talked about Stockholm Syndrome. Finish that thought, then go wherever you want.
Yeah, well, you know, you can see that there's just a major effort everywhere to control people's thinking on this and make sure that they don't question what's going on. And, you know, I really compare this to a cult-like situation because, you know, the television, for example, and I would say, you know, the number one way to get people out of this state would be to eradicate the television or their access to the television, because if you look back at the patents, they actually use a special technology of the rhythm of how they refresh the images to put you in a suggestive brain state, an alpha wave state, which is, you know, good for learning, but it's also good for hypnosis and programming, right? Which they call it television programming. So this is a very insidious but very strong campaign to get you to believe these false notions about what's going on. And much of it is about sensationalizing the fear and danger aspect, because that's what will manipulate you to comply and to be afraid to question what's going on. But, you know, many people are realizing that the allopathic healthcare system, which is turning into this, you know, biosurveillance and transhumanist establishment, is not available for people anymore, right? And they've been afraid to go to the hospital because of the virus. The hospitals have canceled many, many services. There have been major layoffs of nurses and pharmacists and other personnel. So it's not available the same way, and people are looking for alternatives. And this is an amazing opportunity to move toward, you know, the future of healing, where we can actually address health in a true, realistic way, where people can actually heal and recover completely from disease and not be dependent for lifelong pharmaceuticals just to manage their symptoms. And I know that, you know, you promote this area because many of the things you sell on your shop are you know, agents that promote this type of real healing.
Let me ask you this question. I'm really impressed. I've seen your videos, and I'm so honored to have you. Hopefully you can come on sometime for a commercial-free special podcast. Those are very popular as well. But I just take this in layman's terms, street smarts. I don't have any psychological training like you do. This upsets me a lot. It doesn't make me feel afraid of a virus. It makes me afraid of the authoritarianism. And most people I know, still some are buying it, but a lot of others are getting very upset. A lot of very calm, nice people really recognize this as a threat. And I don't think the medical establishment realizes what they've done, because there's a lot of good people, you know, in the mainline medical establishment, as we all, I think, agree. But the fact that corporations have taken it over and are now exploiting the fear has really caused some major repercussions. And the fact that we had so much trust in the medical system, and I agree with you, that's now evaporating. I don't think this plan went the way Bill Gates and others thought it would.
Well, you know, if we reference back to those, you know, what I call planning documents, like the 2010 lockstep Rockefeller document, right? But there are many, many others from a variety of organisms, including, you know, the SPARS simulation and Event 201, that there's indication from many of these documents that the timeline of when this, you know, operation, because I really think this is most accurately described as a psychological operation, and I'm talking about the pandemic, that they, you know, they accelerated things, and probably because of there have been a lot of people waking up to the truth in the past years. And I think that, you know, the elites running the show, putting on this operation, started to get worried that they might not have an opportunity if they waited for everything to line up according to their ultimate plans. And so they've been making mistakes and doing things in a sloppy way, and that this is really a major opportunity because, you know, especially if you're the person there who's, you know, afraid of a totalitarian state and the Gestapo knocking on your door to hold you down and give you a vaccine, you know, those things are, of course, possible. But the way to prevent that is for each individual to simply make a decision for themselves that they won't participate in any aspect of what's going on. And the more people that do that, then the less likely there's going to be any progression.
You know, what you said is the most important thing ever. Don't cower in fear when the college students come as contact tracers. Invite them in and have coffee and tea and show them documents and educate them and love them. In fact, I see this as a major opportunity. I've told my wife and family, I said, don't get freaked out when they come, especially if I'm there. I said, if you want to invite them in, talk to them because they want us to be violent to them so they can then make it paramilitary. I could see that psychology being set up very obviously.
No, I agree with you. And I might suggest a slightly different approach. I wouldn't invite them in your house because maybe they would see something there that would, you know.
You're right. Maybe talk to them in the front yard.
But yeah, in the front yard, on the front porch, and don't give them information, but instead, I mean, don't give them information about you. Instead, give them information about the science. Like if you, for example, print out the consent form for any one of the, looked at the Moderna, it says right on there in bold letters, this is not FDA approved. This is an experimental treatment, right? So, a simple thing like that. It's right
from
the
FDA. And you can also hand them the Nuremberg code. Have the Nuremberg code printed up and just ready. And just say, you know, bullying someone into forced medical stuff is punishable by really bad stuff.
Oh, absolutely. I've talked a lot about the Nuremberg Code. I've even talked about it with Vera Shirov, who is a survivor of the Holocaust, because she recognized so many parallels between the early Nazi regime and how they started to co-opt vulnerable people in the population for medical experiments and even euthanasia. And that's where the Nuremberg Code came from, right? And when I was a scientist in the medical school environment at Upstate Medical University, I had to, you know, I did human subjects research. It was, and I had to go through this extensive training, and it covered the Nuremberg Code because that applies to all human subjects research. And it says that you have to inform the people about the risks of the experiment, and they have to voluntarily participate, and you have to take extra special safeguards to make sure that their voluntariness is genuine. And we've seen this completely ignored by every government in the world, and not only by governments, but, you know, universities, private companies have taken it upon themselves to dictate to us that we have to take experimental medical treatments if we want to participate with their goods and services.
Absolutely holding us hostage. Wow. Well, I've always been impressed with your work, so I learned about it over a year ago. Dr. Andrew Kaufman, what's the best place? We got one more segment left. When we come back, folks, write down the best place to find him, YouTube, Andrew Kaufman. And we'll give you more information on the other side. I'm Alex Jones, obviously with the Demonize and Attack, Infowars.com, and FreeWorldNews.tv, and we'll post this archive there as well.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Well, very impressive guest, Dr. Andrew Kaufman. We'll put up on screen for TV viewers his website so you can visit it. He has written books and is an expert on a lot of really serious issues like suicide and alcohol and so many other things. And so be sure and visit his website that you see there on screen. But the actual URL, Doc, for radio listeners, give people the actual URL for Dr. Andrew Kaufman's site.
It's AndrewKaufmanMD.com. That's one F and one N, and MD like medical doctor.
All right, there it is on screen. Again, that's Dr. AndrewKaufmanMD.com. All right, we got 10 minutes left. You've imparted a lot of knowledge so far. I got a lot of questions, but what else do you want to get to? And I want to ask you, how do we fight back against this? I agree. We use this as an opportunity. They say every two or three generations face a real tyranny. We now have a real tyranny. At least we know what it is. We know the type of warfare it is, and so I think it's actually an opportunity. If folks get moving now against it, we're going to be able to defeat this generation's evil. If not, though, this is a very sticky problem.
Yeah, I completely agree, and I actually, you know, see a kind of separation of our society into, you know, two factions, like those of us who decide that we're not going to participate. We see the truth of what's going on, and we're going to essentially start doing things our own way. Because, you know, if you're going to make a decision to not comply and not give in to what's going on right now, and I hope that everyone who's aware of the truth will take that approach, you're going to have to make some sacrifices, right? Like, you have to resign yourself that, you know, air travel, for example, is not going to be an option in the short term, and maybe that you're not going to be able to go overseas, across international borders.
Which is just an insane level of oppression and control. I mean, it's just zero to 500 in 1 second.
Absolutely. It is, unprecedented. And, we never thought that these freedoms would be threatened. But, if you look back a little over 100 years ago, there were no such thing as passports. So people could freely travel across borders without any hindrance whatsoever. You didn't have to, go to the government and wait 3 months to get a document and then have all sorts of problems. So really, this has been an incremental and a very subtle attack on our freedoms that has just accelerated out of control. And so we need to get back to taking responsibility for ourselves, and that includes our health, that includes learning how to do things for ourselves, that includes growing food and cooperating and forming communities and all these kind of things. And I believe that with each individual making these choices and also studying law so that you can protect yourself, because you'll realize that all of the practices that they're imposing upon you are actually not lawful at all, but you need to be informed in order to stand up properly. And so we see spontaneously in a grassroots, distributed, decentralized way that people are organizing and teaching each other about all of these types of informations. I mean, even things like free energy devices or devices that are alternative, like tractors that run on water and spinning magnetite discs that can generate electricity for, a decade. Those are the kind of things that are going to really make these things possible to be, off the grid, but still have an amazing quality of life and get back to our relationship with nature.
Well, that's right, Dr. Kaufman. My instincts, I'm 47 now. I always ignored my instincts when I was younger, unless it was chasing a girl. Every time I go with my instincts, which is really our unconscious mind, our genetic memories, whatever you want to call it, whatever people want to see it as, is your basic instinct has always been right. And all my instinct says is go to an area, get a farm, get to know everybody, learn how to be self-sufficient. I mean, that's all my genetics, all my brain is telling me. Your view or your psychological study, I don't know your background, but obviously I mesh with what you're saying. It all makes perfect sense. What would you call that drive? Where do you think that comes from? And obviously we better listen to it, because now it's not a tap on the shoulder. It's like, do it, do it, do it, do it. I mean, it's like a banging noise in my head. Get out of the city. Get self-sufficient. And everybody I talk to that's dialed in, that's tuned in, is saying the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, most of my efforts are toward that goal as well right now. And I think what we need to realize is that from the time we were brought into the world, we have really been indoctrinated to a specific cultural phenomenon, right, as well as the compulsory schooling system. So where we, accept authority figures' word as the gospel, where we don't question things, we don't, challenge ideas or think for ourselves, and we don't take care of ourselves. We expect other people, to be taken care of by the state, exactly the so-called parens patriae philosophy of law. And if you can separate that influence and realize the fallacy of it and get in touch with your relationship, with consciousness, with nature, with the universe, that's when you'll receive these kind of signals that tells you, we have to get back to our true nature as men and women, right? Which is to interact with the land, with the forest, with the ecology, and with each other in communities, not to interact with technology, not to be, slaves for a wage that just basically allows us to subsist. And then as soon as we get an iota of free time, all we want to do is escape, drink beer, watch sports, play video games, watch TV, and instead of having a real meaningful sense of purpose in our life, which we can now regain with this amazing opportunity.
Instead of that magic moment with your wife or your friends, your children, on the edge of a cliff when the stars come up and you hear the cicadas and the frogs, and it's like you're just magic, total satisfaction and fulfillment, versus on an iPhone or a computer doing work, you just feel your humanity being drained off. It's just not who we are.
That's an amazing visual representation, Alex. And, you know, all you have to do is look at the World Economic Forum's vision for the future, right? And you see that it doesn't involve those aspects and that they want us to have all of our social interactions to be virtual, right? Because that is, quote unquote, safe. But that is not human, and it doesn't provide the basic elements that we need in our life, like human contact.
Isn't that a form of worship? It's like they said the Greek gods died in allegory because they weren't worshipped anymore. They want us worshipping their AI. They want us only interfacing with it, watching their porn via computer, doing everything through it, watching people eat food on a computer instead of separating ourselves from it. We become slaves of the tool. It becomes the master. It becomes the robot god.
And notice all those examples you mentioned put us in a lower consciousness, a lower state of being, right? It's about decadence and the pornography is a great example because, you know, we have this amazing divine ability to connect with other people and have this amazing intimacy and to bring new lives into the world. And that is, you know, can be totally corrupted by getting people addicted to pornography and taking all of the specialness, all of the sacred elements out of it so that it puts you in that lower base level. Right. And then, now
it's stealing the very life force.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Absolutely.
Doc, I'm impressed. Please come back for a commercial free interview. We got 2 minutes left. Dr. Andrew Kaufman, again, we'll put your website on screen for TV viewers and radio listeners. Other points you want to make?
Well, you know, there are so many ways we can go, but, I think it's really important to just be open to new information and to figure out what's going on and always check people's sources. You know, don't trust anything that I reported on this show. Always look for a confirmatory evidence. Look at the primary source material. Make your own opinion. If you're not capable of understanding what's going on right now, then spend some time to learn how to understand it. But I really believe that it's more than doable for every, average person out there of average intelligence can take a few hours, understand what's going on. And then that'll put you in a position to consider all the aspects about the future that we've been talking about, that you can take independent action. You can reclaim your human nature. You can develop communities, and you can have a really rich and meaningful life without participating in vaccine passports and other events.
So, Dr. Kaufman, what you're saying is we have a choice to make, but we need to know the choice is there. The system wants to keep us so confused and so dazed, we don't know there's a choice. We can build the future we want, but we have to make the choice.
That's right. And, keeping changing the rules is a tactic to keep us off balance and make sure that we just go along with it because we don't even know what we're supposed to go along with. Right. But of course, you can also look at that and say, well, these things don't even make sense. They don't even fit what people say. Like people who are vaccinated, they don't believe that the vaccine actually does what it's supposed to do. Otherwise, why would they care about what anyone else does if they can't get the illness, right? That's what
all
they say.
All common sense. Dr. Andrew Kaufman, thank you so much for the time. God bless you.
Thank you, Alex. Great to be here.
We'll be back with hour number four, Mike Adams and Tommy Robbins. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.